it.
Okay, you're on.
18, go drive 18, 18 is terrible.
I drive, it does not go on, I don't know, it was your driver, but here I am.
Driving, you can't.
Do you have two of them?
Yes, do you want one? One's for the same thing.
I think they're right, one for each of us?
You should have got one.
Yeah, it was next to me. Okay, we're fine.
Do you want me to call it, or you just?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees, it's a regularly scheduled meeting, November 1st, 2018, 7:04 PM. Can I have a roll call, please?
Ken DeMichael.
Here.
Mike Stoppa.
Here.
Mark Radis.
Here.
If you would please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please take a moment and think of our military members both home and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First on the agenda is site plans. Is anyone here to represent Ohio Cabinets and Countertops?
Yes.
Sir, if you would please state your name and address for the record, please.
Ed Brummer, that's 22251 Lorraine Drive, Strongsville, Ohio, 44149.
Thank you, Ed, is there anything you'd like to put on the record?
No, I think so.
All right, then. In that case, I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve the use for Ohio Cabinets and Countertops to be located at 3812 Pearl Road as presented, as well as to move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve a law sign for Ohio Cabinets and Countertops located at 3812 Pearl Road, not to exceed 18 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call?
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
We did something, did we?
What was your last name again?
Brummer, B-R-E-M-E-R.
Thanks.
Welcome to Medina Township.
Thank you.
We'll have a couple forms here for you.
All right.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Is anyone here representing Dr. Nugent? Aye. If you would please state your name and address for the record.
Okay, Ann Corbo, and do you have the word address?
Whatever you want to give us.
Okay, it's 22082 Lorraine Road, Fairview Park, Ohio.
Great. Anything you'd like to say for the record?
I do know. Do you want someone else to?
Okay.
The dental office. He's actually located in Medina right now, so he's just relocating his office.
Awesome, well, I'm glad to have him. In that case, I'll move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and approve the change of use for Dr. Nugent to be located at 3613 Reserve Commons Drive as presented.
Is that the way you pronounce his name?
Oh, no, Dr. Nguyen.
Nguyen.
Why does it say?
Because that's the way you.
Oh, that's just the way you pronounce it.
But you pronounce it.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I apologize, wow. N-G-U-Y-E-N is Nguyen. Thanks, Mike. Dr. Nguyen, and I.
I'll second.
Amend my motion then, to say Dr. Nguyen. Discussion? Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Thanks for coming out, man.
Thank you.
They'll have a copy for you. Drive carefully, or boat, whatever you're going to do. Is anyone here representing Wendy's?
I don't see anybody.
All right, then, in that case, I will move to accept the recommendation of the zoning commission and deny the request for an additional sign on the south elevation of the building for Wendy's located at 3067 Medina Road, as it does not meet section 605 I-1 of the Medina Township zoning resolution as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Kendra Michael.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Where are we at with the fixing of this zoning process that we have?
I got the informal review back yesterday. Just went through it. I have a couple questions I need to talk to Rob about and go from there. So the second phase has started, and now it's just a matter of reviewing it all and then going from there. A couple questions, making sure that, and then we can go from there.
Second of how many phases?
The next one would be for us to discuss it as a board and then send it back to them as a formal. But because it was an informal, everything that's change-wise or whatever should make the process easier there. And then public hearings, and then we go from there.
Okay. Next up, Mr. Herwick, Homestead Insurance. How are you, Mark?
Very good. Mark Herwick, Homestead Insurance Agency. Just here, I would like to get the trustees to vote tonight on whether or not to accept the renewal for Medical Mutual. For 2019, your medical increase was 1.7%, 0 on dental, 0 on vision, 0 on life. So effectively, your costs really going into next year won't change at all. And I amended from the original September 28th version. I have to talk to Celia. We're able to rewrite a policy for her and save the township about $200 a month. So she's on Medicare.
Does that include and her spouse?
Mm-hmm, and Richard.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So that'll just bring the cost down. She effectively gets the same policy that she has, just saves the township money. So I'm sure Celia will have no objection. She's a pretty good sport.
Okay, so did you ask about that?
Yeah. Yeah, we're, do you want to explain the, what we talked about with the group over 50 and why we're, the COBRA and why?
Sure. When this group was originally established and we turned in a wage and tax statement to Medical Mutual, at that time we had numerous volunteer firefighters that were on the rolls. And Medical Mutual classified this group as a large employer over 50 because of full-time equivalents. And that is the way that you're still registered today. So I made a mistake and I sent a former employee something that said that he could COBRA the benefits for 12 months. And that was inerrant. He actually has 18 months. So as long as he continues to pay his premiums effective June 30th of this year, he will no longer be eligible to participate in the group.
Is that how it is going forward, or because we're not 50 any longer and then it's...
We could ask Medical Mutual to reclassify us as a small employer group, and in that case it would be, we would be subject to state continuation, which the maximum period would be 12 months.
Would that affect our rates though?
No, it doesn't change anything. It's just a really just a matter of preference. But I get sent those materials to him, and I went back through it. I'm like, you know, I have to honor what was there, so.
Right. Well, it wouldn't necessarily behoove us to do that, then?
It would.
It would?
Yeah, why not? I mean, just going forward to not set a future precedent, then it's 12 months from here on out.
That, and that wouldn't change anything with our grandfather, grandmother's status?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No.
And then what if we had, are the employees able to make changes? What's the period when we can do that?
Open enrollment.
Open enrollment starts December 1st through December 30th.
Okay.
But because there are really multiple plans here to choose from, I mean, unless somebody wants to take a dependent off or add a dependent, there isn't really, traditionally there really haven't been many changes.
Or adding or subtracting dental insurance, that kind of
right.
thing. They can do all that in the month of December.
And we'll have notices for all the employees okay. instructing them on exactly what they can do.
Another thing, just on this same train of thought as with reclassifying the group as a small group, we have, you know, the opt-out arrangement. That
right.
We have. And so I was doing some more research on that. You just have to be really careful that you're not increasing the employees. Total income.
Right.
With and I know there's a difference between over 50 and under 50, so would that cause us any issues with the opt-out payments?
No.
Either way.
Okay. Because the opt-out is something that your Medical Mutual doesn't care whether you have an opt-out or not. That's all your...
No, but what I'm saying is the federal government, because if we're paying the employee more than they, all of a sudden they're at over that 9.6 AJF.
Okay.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Would that... Is that an issue? Could that become an issue at any point?
No. Because none of this, of what the employees contribute, would ever exceed 9.5% of their income at the 84 and 85, 15% contribution
but
level.
But the employees who are opting out, they're, and then if they're paying for other insurance, that could still come back on us because we offer the insurance. You know, I'll send you some information.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that and see what...
It's very confusing, and it is a difference between with the groups that are under 50 and over.
Okay.
So if I could send it to you and just look at it so that we know we're...
Sure. That we've been fair.
Well, we just don't want to get hit penalized.
Right.
For somebody taking that opt-out and then getting insurance elsewhere, and then all of a sudden they are paying more than that 9.6,
right.
You know, and then we get hit for it. So
then they go on exchange and you get fined.
Which right. is something that, yeah, I'm going to talk, we'll talk about that in a little bit, but because I'd like to change the verbiage on our opt-out and change it to be only available for if you're taking like spouse or parents plan, but not to buy a plan on the exchange. So that's... That way we don't have to worry about that part of it too. So.
Right, that makes good sense.
You want to talk about that what?
It was going to be tonight, so.
Well.
There you go.
Well.
Talked about it. Right now,
we follow the bargaining unit's contract with the opt-outs. It doesn't specify that you have, you can, it says you can take the opt-out, but it doesn't specify that it's only if you're going to be on a spouse's plan or a parent, like if you're under 26. So technically, somebody could take the opt-out and go buy a plan on exchange. We don't want that. So I'd like to change the language.
Why wouldn't you want that?
Because potentially that could increase, there's laws that govern, your total medical can't exceed like 9.6. Is it 9.6 or 4? I can...
It's like, I think it's 9.5 at one.
Sorry.
So we just have to be careful as a group. So if our employees are taking the opt-out and they're just going and doing whatever with the money, and they take this...
You don't have to pay the premium then.
You don't have to pay the premium, but we could still get penalized by the government if they're taking a plan that would exceed that.
Okay. Are you under COSI, Council of Small Enterprises Mutual, Medical Mutual?
Yes, that's the channel.
So you're under, are you a large group, or are you community rated or experience rated?
Both.
We can't be both.
Well, we're...
Experience rated is based upon your own experience.
That is how we are rated.
So you're not community rated?
No, we're not an ACA plan.
Okay, so you're based upon your own experience. You have high claims, your premiums go up. You have low claims, your premiums go down.
Or stay the same, correct.
Or stay the same, right. So I don't understand if anyone chooses not to get their benefits, because obviously, I don't know, but they have to pay probably something, right? A little percentage of it? No?
To get, yes.
Okay, so if they come under the wife's plan, they'll save paying the township money.
Well, that's what...
You don't have to pay the premium for them then.
Correct.
So I don't understand where your penalty is coming from.
Okay, because if they were buying a plan on the exchange, not if they go on their spouse's plan through another employer, that's correct. That's exactly what we want. But if they would go out and buy a plan then on the exchange.
You mean on the Obamacare exchange?
Correct.
Okay.
Then potentially they could exceed that 9.5%. We're just going to call it right now.
That's their problem.
No, it's not. It's our problem.
Their problem is the employer.
Okay. Well, that's news to me, but...
There's a lot of information on this, so...
But usually it's beneficial. Actually, no one's going to give up their benefits here unless they can get it under their wife's plan or their spouse's plan free. Save the difference, right? No one's just going to give up their benefits.
You would think, but we just want to, if I think it needs to be in the language of the contract so that we avoid that happening. What?
That they can't leave?
No, they can leave. They can go on to a spouse. I want...
You want language in a contract to say what?
Just specify that it can't be to go on and buy a plan on the exchange.
How can you stop them?
They wouldn't be able to get the opt-out.
Well, we can't stop them from buying the plan. They just couldn't take the opt-out money and go buy the plan.
Oh, you get opt-out money?
Right, that's what we've been talking, yeah.
Yes, if you opt out, you get a 25% of the single... If I was a single person, I would opt out.
Okay, so you pay people to leave the plan.
Well,
that's what you're doing.
Right.
You get 25% of the premium to go under your wife's plan.
Right. It's cheaper to give somebody $100 than $150.
Right. Okay. So the benefits, the cost is going to be the same for the next 12 months. Premium costs.
Essentially. 1.7%.
1.7.
Pardon?
1.7% higher.
Oh, they want 1.7%.
For medical.
Dental and...
Everything's zero.
Everything else is the same.
That's not bad.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's not just not bad.
I can't believe a group that small that would be experience rated. Because if you had someone who needed a heart transplant or something, your premiums would go crazy. They usually don't do that on a small group.
Well, we've had people in the group have excessive claims and still not had those kind of injuries.
So you're probably experience rated with COSI. That's what COSI is for. Little people to get in with a whole bunch of people, and they present it to Medical Mutual. We got 5,000 people. We want to get a premium.
Right, but it's not pooled risk.
Yeah, so, right. Okay. You don't know what is what.
just so you guys know, I did the math. I took a couple different plans that, you know, the different options that Medical Mutual offers. I added into that the HSA money, divided it by 12, and we're still making out by like $3,000 a month by having the plan we have now. So just so you know, I double-checked everything on that.
Thank you for doing that.
Do you, any of you trustees have any questions?
No, I'm satisfied. You know, either of you?
I don't.
Good. I'll move to accept this plan as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes, please.
Kendra Michael?
Aye.
Mark Stolpa? Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Next up is supplemental appropriations. I'll move to approve the relocation of supplemental appropriations dated October 30th, 2018 to cover expenses for the balance of 2018 and incorporate this one-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion? Were these two bigger ones, Angela, the $55,000 and the $25,000, what are they for?
Okay, so the $25,000 was for the insurance payment that we got for Fire Station 2,
okay.
The city insurance. All I did, since we had enough appropriated, I created a line item from the general fund, moved money from that improvement of sight line, Remsen, because we had money, quite a bit of money left on that. And that way we didn't have to increase the certificate. And then I also created a revenue fund and deposited the check into that specific account, and then we're going to pay it from the line item. But we had to move it because I couldn't just pay it from a Remsen improvement of sight line. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. And then the $55,000?
Oh, the $55,000 was for, we are going to have to get radios for the fire.
So that's to cover expenses of radios.
So again, same thing, we had money in the safety service levy that was, you know, just kind of, we knew we were going to have enough at the end of the year, so I just moved it to that line item. But then we're not moving forward with that right this second today, but it'll be ready
it'll
to
be
go,
ready
so
to
that.
Go. We're looking at another option.
It's the same story as the police, we don't have a choice.
All right, no, I get that. Are we keeping a tally of that somewhere?
A tally of what?
The cost of it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, great. Roll call.
Kendra Michael?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Then and now. What are their resolutions? I believe
those are over $3,000.
Anything over $3,000, you have to have a resolution for.
I'll move to accept then and now purchase order for North Gateway Tire, total amount $391.49 for car tires.
Second.
Roll call.
Kendra Michael?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
I will further move to approve resolution number 11012018-019 and approve our purchase order, then and now purchase order for Simmons Brothers Construction, total amount $4,300.86. This is for the emergency demo cleanup. Temporary enclosure of Fire Station 2. Total, like I said, total amount $4,300.86.
Second.
Roll call.
Kendra Michael?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Finally, I move to approve resolution number 11012018 2018-020, and attached with it the then and now purchase order for City of Medina Finance Department. This is for emergency reimbursement of light tower repair to Wilbert.
Wilbert Mast. Wilbert Companies and company that fixed it.
Wilbert Company. Total amount $5,907.59.
Second.
This is repairs and maintenance to the fire station as well.
No, that would be the rescue truck.
Rescue truck.
He'd let us know what was.
Yeah, the light tower, when they hit the buildings, bricks came down and damaged the light tower, and they just won't give you the parts. They refurbished the whole thing, but we couldn't leave it out of service. We paid for it, waiting for the insurance to get reimbursed.
Thank you.
Okay. This says fire station. Do I need to amend that?
I didn't know. I'm sorry. It's on light tower on it. I just assumed it was the station.
Can I just cross it out and put truck?
Sure.
Engine?
It would be.
Rescue six.
Six.
Yes.
Thanks.
Do you want to amend the motion?
I didn't include that in my motion anyway, just for the public's benefit. So anything else?
No.
Roll call.
Kendra Michael?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Purchase orders and training requests?
I have a couple. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order for Wayne Garage Door Sales out of Dover, Ohio. The total is going to be $1,678.31. This is for repair to the garage door at fire station number two.
Second.
Any discussion?
Oh, anything.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Kendra Michael?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye. This time I'd like to make a motion.
You guys all sign this. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, Mike.
That's all right. I'll wait. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order for Rocco Masonry and Concrete out of Wadsworth, Ohio. Total amount's $5,950, and this is for masonry repair at fire station two.
Second.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Kendra Michael?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Is that on metal from the road?
Yes.
This is all, the insurance covered all of it.
We had to wait for the insurance to pay for the repairs. Insurance finally just got us a check. Now we can kind of.
Not on that one, but on these ones. That's why I leave them for you guys to sign. Yes, we still have to show the money coming in and have purchase orders to pay this stuff, so, yeah.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve a regular blanket certificate in the amount of $7,554.74. This is earmarked for finishing a miscellaneous repairs to fire station number two. Second. This is for the public. This is the additional stuff that the insurance doesn't know what's left to be repaired once the masonry is done, the garage doors are up. There still might be some finishing stuff inside, so this covers hopefully that, the repairs that'll be done. But it has been earmarked because they don't know exactly what's going to be done yet.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Kendra Michael?
Aye.
That's all I have.
Can we recess for a couple minutes?
Sure.
Let's need a quick break. Couple minutes. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't make a call.
Water, please. Really not too bad.
No, it's excellent.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Sorry about that. We will resume at 7:37 PM. Purchase orders and training requests?
Yeah, I'd like to make a motion to accept the purchase order. The vendor is Zerker, and the total is for the police department for $4,958.10.
Second.
All right, this is for the RMS software that they need to use as part of the, well, go ahead, Chief.
Actually, what we thought would happen, they're ahead of schedule. I didn't anticipate they'd be this far. It was 50% up front of our costs, then 30 and 20. Amazingly enough, they're ahead of schedule, so they sent a bill. So the original timetable was not till the first part of next year. So that's, we're just, they're ahead of the game putting the software together for the new RMS.
But it's part of all the...
It's part of the overall contract that you approved.
Yeah.
Is this the radios?
Was that for radios?
All right, what's RMS?
It's a CAD system, all the reporting system.
Oh, okay.
Zucker Technology is a developer of the software.
Roll call.
Mark Gravis?
Aye.
Kenda Michael?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye. I have one more here, and it's for Madville Township. Total is $6,610.02, and it's for our share detective for 2018.
Second.
Chief, I know this was something that was partially covered in our grant at one point, right?
It was covered by the grant. The grant's expired. We've continued that on. Right now, she's, can't go into a lot of detail, a major theft offense. They're still working through, working with, have thousands of data records, and it's been a...
Something as we see as a benefit still.
We're still using it.
Roll call.
Mark Gravis?
Aye.
Kenda Michael?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
That's all I have.
I'll move to accept the purchase order requisition for our service department. The vendor is Schaefer Specialized Lubricants. $1,711.71 is the total. This is for the 2018-2019 plow season to service all large dump trucks.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Kenda Michael?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Gravis?
Aye.
I'll move to accept the purchase order requisition for our service department. The vendor is Henderson Products Incorporated. This is for Henderson Snowplow. Total amount $9,385. That's it.
Second.
Discussion?
And is this replacing a plow?
Yes, one that's on a 2002 International. This will be able to go on a new cabin chassis when we get it hopefully next year.
Roll call.
Kenda Michael?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Gravis?
Aye.
I'll move to accept the purchase order requisition for our service department. Vendor is Madonna Auto Mall. This is for a 2018 GMC Sierra 3500 utility truck to replace a 2004 Ford F-250 utility. $39,142.50
is the total. Second.
Discussion?
How many miles are on that one, Danny?
About 90,000. That's got the 6-liter diesel in it, and everybody's telling us right around 100,000 miles, it's bad shape. Head gasket starts blowing, and you end up putting a lot of money in.
Roll call.
Kenda Michael?
Aye.
Mark Gravis?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
When would you like to talk about putting the truck on gov deal?
Talk about it now or talk about the department head comment, either way.
All right, we'll save it for that. I got a couple more purchase orders here.
Okay.
I'll move to accept a purchase order requisition for our service department. It's a blanket certificate for emergency lights, labor, and plow mount for the 2018 GMC Sierra that we just talked about. $10,500 is the total.
Second.
Roll call.
Kenda Michael?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Gravis?
Aye.
I'll move to accept the purchase order requisition for our admin department. The vendor is Greater Cleveland Partnership. It's for Cozy membership dues. $460 is the total.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Next on the agenda, approval of September bank reconciliation. I'll move to accept the September bank reconciliation as presented. It is a three-page document.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Accounts payable. I'll move to accept the accounts payable check number 29552 to check number 29593. Total amount is $36,917.72.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
I'll move to accept payroll, accounts payable check number 29594 through check number 29622, total amount $51,829.07.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Next up is payroll. This time I'll move to accept payroll check number 24250 through check number 24270. Total amount is $30,665.46 with $5,892.02 being deferred.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
I'll move to accept payroll check number 24272 through check number 24299. Total amount $38,762.35 with $6,987.87 being deferred.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Department reports. Do you have those?
Yeah, I do. This time I'd like to approve the department report for the road and bridge for August. We missed this one last time, as presented.
Second. Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye. And also I'd like to make a motion to approve the department reports as presented. Fire, police, zoning, and road and bridge. And this would be the September 2018 reports.
Second. Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mark Radis?
Aye.
Yeah, I made my changes and...
All right, I'll move to accept the, meeting minutes, regularly scheduled meeting on September 6th, 2018, and the special meeting September 10th.
You do them separate because that wasn't at the special.
As we all were, I didn't think you were.
I was not.
All right, well...
Oh, I might have missed, did it so?
He was, Mark wasn't here.
So just the September 6th regular meeting.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Bettis?
Aye.
And then I'll move to accept the September 10th special meeting minutes as presented.
Second.
So the actual minutes don't say that Mark was there though, right?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought you meant, and I was, I don't know how I missed it.
No, this says you were here, this is September 10th.
No.
I'm sorry, I must have, I'm so used to reading all the names.
No, but you had a comment even, so...
Oh. Did you, you had a special while I was gone, that's it?
Yeah, you were here.
Okay.
You were here.
I apologize, yeah, I thought it was the one...
The October.
Yeah, October.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can't vote.
Okay, well, looking for a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Bettis?
Aye.
Before we get into department head comments, I'd like to accept the resignation of our employee Ed Kerr. He, in his letter, he wrote, "Due to changes by OPERS to healthcare coverage, I will no longer be able to work for the Medina Township Service Department," and signed it. I would like to thank Ed for his many years of service, and if you could, if you happen to talk to him, Benny, please relay that message. And I'd move to accept Ed Kerr's resignation.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mark Bettis?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Department head comments, Elaine?
Thank you for asking, but I have nothing.
All right, Chief Arbogast?
Nothing.
Chief Painter?
Nothing.
Danny Miller?
I would like permission to put our 2004 Ford F-250 on gun deals with a minimum bid starting at $5,000.
I'll move to have that 2000, you said Ford? Ford F-250 truck put on gun deals with a minimum bid of $5,000.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike Stolpa?
Aye.
Mark Bettis?
Aye. And also, I got a call from the paving company tonight. They're hoping to start on Huffman Road, the repairs we're going to do this year, Saturday.
Rain or shine?
Did you look for that water?
So hopefully we can get that done yet this year. That's all I have.
Thanks, Danny. On the old business, discussion of Mr. Hardwell? Anything?
I don't have anything.
We're still waiting to hear back from the county engineer, we haven't heard back yet, so. Danny, have you heard anything from them?
They've been working on paving projects still, so they haven't gotten nothing done on this.
I'm not sure if we, well, I'm happy to see your smiling face, I just don't know if this is the only reason you're coming, that it's, we're leaving it out here and leaving you hanging, but...
We did put in for that grant, that OPWC grant, that extra money, and we did not receive that because they already did those.
Well, doesn't mean we won't next year, right?
No, that would have been for this year yet from the extra money, but it would have been used for next year. We have not received that, didn't get it, we got bumped out of it, so.
Okay.
We'll have to figure something out on that project.
We'll wait to hear from the county then on that. Next is the fire district update.
We met this week with the state representatives from the auditor's office, and we're moving forward with that project for a feasibility study. We're meeting end of the month. To start setting up the scope of work and get together the information that they're going to need to do their study. So I just wanted to bring everybody up to speed that we're still moving along. It's heading in the right direction now, because that's a big win in our corner. We're not paying a dime for the study.
That's fantastic. How long do they think the study's going to take?
They didn't give us a...
We figured around May of next year.
Yeah, by spring.
We'll have updates along the way with the final printed deal, won't be till May.
Great. Appreciate the update. It's not on the agenda, but where were we at with the police contract? Did we hear back from the prosecutor's office?
Yeah, and we'll probably have something by our next meeting to present to us as a board, and then meet back with them.
So are they representing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sorry.
Under new business, we do have an executive session, but let's go on a public comment.
Real quick, I don't know if you guys saw the email came out late today about a meeting for all hazards.
I did not.
It's from County EMA.
Yeah.
They want a representative to come to a meeting, and they gave us two choices. Wednesday the 28th, which is when our meeting is, so I can't make that one. And another one option is Thursday the 29th, which is our trustees meeting. So I don't know, and they said it could be like a road department supervisor, trustee, so I don't know if one of you can make it, maybe Denny, on the 28th.
The 28th?
And 2 to 4.
And,
yeah. 2 to 4, and then another one's
the one's 6 to 8.
During our trustees meeting, so none of us can make that. And if not, we can appoint Denny.
The 2 to 4 I couldn't make. I could do the 6 to 8, but if it wasn't our trustee meeting date.
I could go the 28th.
I think having two sets of ears wouldn't be bad either, because I mean, it's more of how we play a part in the overall.
You said that email came this afternoon?
Yeah, it was late this afternoon. So, is that something you could attend, Denny? With?
Yeah, what's the date on it?
28th.
28, 2 to 4, and it's out at their place.
I'll forward you the email, Denny, if you didn't get it.
Yeah, at EMA.
Yeah, it came at 4 o'clock, so.
Weather permitting, you know, if it's snowing, I can't go.
Thanks.
I did not get it at 4 o'clock.
You don't have it?
No.
I'll forward.
Oh, yeah, Matt Sturgeon?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Gotcha.
28th, Mark, right?
Yeah, I'll send you this email.
All right, send it.
There you go. All right, thank you.
Danny, it should be coming. They have it.
EMA,
sir. Before you guys go into public comment, too, I just have something.
Yes, okay, thank you.
You ready?
No, 1 second.
They offer 2 different days.
Denny, when you get that email, would you mind responding to him that both of us, you and I, will go?
I will.
Thank you. Okay, Angela, I'm sorry, what?
We got our annual letter from the SPCA, just asking us if we're planning on donating again this year. Celia did reach out to them to get the list of animals. We have not gotten it yet, but we don't ever do this until usually January or February to the next, you know, next year. But they do want to know if we are going to donate, so maybe if you guys could just make a motion that you plan on it. We do it every year.
Yeah, right. I'll make a motion to approve, to donate in one way, shape, or form to the SPCA, Medina County.
Second.
Roll call.
Kendall Michael.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye. Can I have one thing too before?
Okay, Mike.
Sue sent me a request that she received from Chief, received it, I think, too, right, Chief? For for Pearl Road from Scott Turchek.
Yeah.
Sue forwarded it to me. Scott's looking for somebody to do a final walkthrough on Pearl Road, the Medina Township half, to make sure that it's up to being complete.
I thought that'd be something we...
I already did it.
You already did it, Debbie?
Yeah.
With him?
Not with Scott, no. I went through and marked all the curbs that were busted.
What day did you do this?
What's that?
What day did you do that?
Yesterday. I talked to Scott.
Oh, okay.
I talked to Scott already.
All right.
So he said to make a list. I'm going to get the list over to him. That's what you want me to do?
Yeah. Is there a lot of issues?
No, not a lot.
Couple of minor things here and there?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess Danny already handled that.
Could you include Chief's concern about the arrow at Stonegate?
I will, in my email.
Thank you.
I think you already talked to Chief. You already talked to Scott, though.
Scott and I have been playing phone tag. He's...
But if we include in that report, it's...
So I just want to send this email to Celia so she gets it as well, that emergency management. This time, I'll move to enter the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Ken DeMichael?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Mark Raddis?
Aye.
If any members of the public have anything they'd like to say, please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record. Yes, sir.
Hi, my name's Dan Colton. I live at 3888 North Huntington. I have a list of things that I'd like to go over. Years back, I was told by the chief that they were going to make a park up here on 3 for Rita Holt. They used to be a township trustee. They were going to make a little park up there and a walking trail. It's never materialized that I know of. I've never seen a sign up there since that was about 3-4 years ago.
That was turned over to the county.
It's now part of the county park district.
Oh, it is?
So, yeah.
Is the county park system, are they going to give recognition to Rita Holt? Or did the township ask that they put a sign up? Because that baseball fields would not be done if it wasn't for her becoming a trustee here, because they pushed dirt around for 3 or 4 years before they actually got ball fields up there. And I think she was very instrumental getting those ball fields done up here at the corner, and I think she should get some recognition. So I think at least the park should be notified, and you know, she should get some kind of honor for it being up here as a trustee for all these years.
We had members of our family come in. When was that? Was that last year or year before?
January, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This year?
At one point in time, and I don't know whatever happened to it, there was a sign at, you know, on the other side where that property that goes down into the valley, there was a switch. There was some sign recognizing Rita Holt. Whatever happened to it, I don't know.
If there was a sign there, you can't see it.
No, there was a sign there you could see. It disappeared. I'm not sure what happened to it. I'm talking about it's probably been gone a year now.
Yeah. Another thing I brought up years last time I was at a meeting was quite a while back. I would love to see a solar sign put right up here where we have the signs for motorcycles and stuff like that at Finn and 3. Put a sign up there that's electric, and we could advertise ball games that are played, events that are going on in Medina Township, when the meetings are and stuff like that, and have it solar operated like they have down in Valley City. If they can put a nice sign down there in Valley City, I can't see why we can't get one over here. I think our area, we should be able to afford it. I also talked to, I don't know if you gentlemen know Mr. Gunkelman, any of you know? Well, he used to have the ball field over there by Abbeville. Some old timers might remember. He had lighted field over there. It was the only one in the whole area. And I happened to talk to him at the county fair. And he still has all the lights that he had for the ball field when he took it down and his son built a house over there. And I always thought it'd be a nice idea. Maybe one of the ball fields up here could put the lights up here and have one of the ball fields lit at night, up to about 10 o'clock, 7 to 10 or something like that. And that would get more teams in here to play, especially your men. They like playing under the lights, so there are a lot of the kids. I mean, I always loved playing under the lights when I was younger. And I think it'd be a good way to get free lights over there. I'm sure he might donate them to us if someone went up there and talked to him. he's got them in the barn, he says they take up a lot of the area, he'd like to get them out of there, so it'd be probably free lights, and I don't know if he has the poles that were with them, I didn't get into that part of the conversation, but he might even have the poles to put them up.
They may be outdated.
They could be, they might be, I don't know.
That was old.
But would the township want to buy new lights? I don't think so, I think the cost might be quite a bit, I don't know, we might want to look into it, at least light up one ball field, I was thinking. The other thing I'd like to see, lights on North Huntington, last night I was passing out Halloween candy, I couldn't see three houses down, it was so dark on our street on North Huntington, because it was real dark overcast with the light, rain and stuff right there. A lot of people didn't have their garage lights on and house lights like normal because of bad weather. You couldn't see the kids on the street. You could not see them across the street walking. They're only 70 feet across the street. Could not see them. And I've said that we should have some lights at the intersections all the way up North Huntington where those kids are picked up by buses in the morning. I know you're probably aware there was three kids killed today and a couple adults by waiting for a bus. I assume it was in the morning. I don't know if it was
7:10 for the morning. Where I don't know where it was at, but I know.
But it probably was. I think it was
not in Ohio, but I understand.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, it can happen very easily over here, and we should put up. And I suggested they put those lights up years back, like they have in Medina, those real old type style lights. As you go up North Huntington, as soon as you get over in their area, if we could find those similar lights and run them right down to Fenn. And when I was coming over here, I noticed the light right there, when you go down North Huntington off of Fenn, instead of being right across the street where it should be, or real close to the corner, it's like 50 feet down the street, past the street. And that's supposed to be closer, I'm sure. By law, the light's supposed to be over the street.
Where is that again?
North Huntington, the light there. Okay. Is past the street, probably about 50 feet down, rather than being right at the intersection.
I'm going to fend that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I've seen a lot of cars go by, and I see them pulling the driveways late at night, and then they come back because they missed the street because the light was past there. You know what I'm saying? So I think it would be wise to see if we can maybe get that light moved to 50 feet up right where the intersection is. I don't know how much is involved in that. As I said, I had a lot of things to cover here. I also want to know, when was the last time they flushed hydrants on North Huntington?
They're done about 2 weeks ago, we finished them.
Right on North Huntington or on the side streets?
Everything in the township was done.
Now, do you open up the hydrants full blast?
No.
You don't?
They don't allow that anymore because we blow mains and stuff.
Yeah, but that's, you don't ever blow a main if you open up the hydrant full blast, unless you open up two or three hydrants. I worked for the water department for the city of Cleveland for 37 years. I know what happens. Brunswick did that. They blew out 60-foot of line because they opened up three hydrants at one time, closed them all down at one time. The computer picked up, they lost water pressure, and what happened? Automatically, the computers picked up, they lost all this water pressure in Brunswick, and they shipped all kinds of water out there just as they shut the hydrants down, and they blew out 60-foot of line. I know I was very involved with all that. Brunswick didn't want to admit they did it, but they had volunteer firemen that were opening up the hydrants and shutting them down. But to really clean out the fire hydrant holes or the lines, you got to open them up full way.
Yeah, we actually followed City of Cleveland's policy. They don't allow that anymore. We kept with the 2.5. We opened it up and down twice to totally exercise the stem, and we just bleed off whatever's in the riser coming up. We've done that. It's our second year we've done it.
Okay. Have you ever been involved with them with when they have to replace a meter or anything like that, a large line serviceman? I don't know your name.
No.
I've been there. Sometimes on a big water line, you get a 30-inch main or something like that, and they're taking a meter out of it for an industrial building or something like that, or hospital or something like that. They have rocks in them this big, blocking the water lines. Okay. Well, you've opened it up just a little bit. It's not going to get that settlement out of there as much as you think it is. And I noticed, like, I've been living there 17 years on North Huntington, and I put all new toilets in this last year, within this last year. And every couple of weeks, you can actually see dirt settlement in the toilets. Not human waste, but dirt settlement coming in there, and that's why those hydrants need to be flushed better.
Yeah, we copied with Cleveland Waters, the county engineer, Amy approved it, that's what they recommended, and that's what we follow.
Yeah, I'm telling you how the best way to do it, I've been out there, I have been flush hydrants. I noticed that there was some cones stuck in one of the sewer grates on North Huntington there for a long period of time. Did you replace that sewer grate or repair it?
We've got many other projects we've been working on, that was one on our list this year, but never made it over.
Okay, I noticed all cones are gone.
I put them out there, people steal.
Yeah, I believe that, I know we used to have that, but I was like, whatever. But I wish there'd be a dress, because it is a pretty big drop there in that one.
That's the one, I don't mind it.
I also brought about having fines for littering. Now, you know Cleveland's having a lot of problems with littering, you're seeing it on the news probably in the last couple of weeks, people dropping tires and garbage and refrigerators and everything else on vacant lots. Well, now they're starting to fine people at Cleveland. Where are those people gonna go there dumping? They're gonna have farther out, if they don't get fines. Do we have any fine system here?
Yeah, there's a state law under littering, we literally have to catch them, so.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, there is a fairly hefty fine, I can't recite off the top of my head, but there is a state code on littering.
Okay, what's our fines here in Medina, do we?
We follow state law, we cannot make ordinances, we have to follow state law. There is a state law that prohibits littering.
Well, what's the fine, that's what I'm trying to get at.
Off the top of my head, I don't know, to be honest. I could, if you probably see the signs on the interstate, I think they're $500 or whatever.
That's it?
It's the same code, it's a traffic code, yeah, or littering code, but it's under the Ohio Revised Code.
Yeah, sometimes I hate to say it, but sometimes when you get a stiff change of law, it takes effect in some small community like Brooklyn, now they started the seatbelt law and went all national. Sometimes it may be a township could.
Yeah, we're not allowed to set fines, we're not allowed to have, we can only make very limited resolution, we cannot pass ordinances, we have to follow the state code.
All right.
It's $500 or 60 days in jail.
Is it what, okay.
Okay, do we have any cameras here in the area to catch people that are littering and stuff like that at all? Across from the election board there, I know there's a bunch of signs there where people are trying to get elected right across from the election board there. The guy has the property up for sale.
Sold.
Every 2 or 3 months, you see nothing but litter and garbage in through there.
You'll see a building going up there soon, it'll be corrected.
Yeah, if we could get some, I don't know, maybe buy some small cameras that could be mounted somewhere where we can catch these people that are littering constantly, find out where the littering is coming from and go after them.
It's probably coming from the parking lot.
Most of that stuff's blown over with plastic bags. The land has been sold and a building is, there's gonna be a building on it, right before the zoning board. Someone bought it and put it up.
Well, that's just one small area, I'm bringing it up because I drive by there a lot, you know, but I mean, I see that in several different areas where maybe we need to get some kind of cameras, just 2 or 3 cameras and be able to mount them somewhere where we.
Because all the people on Huntington Street, you get out there, pick up all the trash and be able to get it.
You know something, when you bring that up, I'm out there twice a week picking up all the garbage.
I do too, if stuff lives on my street, I pick it up.
It's a pain in the ass.
The mess of stuff slowing around, you know what I mean?
I understand that, but if you go down right on North Huntington tonight, go down there by North Huntington and Fifth, someone must have left a candy bag on top of their car, so like that. There's candy and garbage all over the street, am I right?
Right, in the turn lane, you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it is all over, I mean, there must be, what, 150 pieces of candy there, smashed and stuff like that?
I didn't stop.
I'm just approximating, I didn't.
We're down ring when I went to the election.
But, you know, I'm just saying that, why should every year we have to ask people to volunteer to go pick up other people's litter that people are dumping? You know, I know they're dropping McDonald's bags and Arby's bags in my yard almost every week I get them, so. I wish we had a little fine where if I had a camera and I had, like I have it on my car and I catch them, I'd get $50 for turning them in for to get the $500 fine. I'd like to do that, I'll tell you, I'm tired of picking up other people's litter. I moved out of Cleveland because I didn't want to be in an area where they let it run down. I moved out here 30 some years ago and I'd like to have this area stay as nice as it is or even better. See what I'm saying?
We're getting an argument here.
So So if you guys want to give me some feedback on what you can do, what you would like to do in the future.
Well, one of the issues on cameras, on what you'd be using as a full camera to be able to pull off license plates, almost had to be at a ground, on a full camera, you can't pull off license plates. It had to be a ground level type cameras because we use full cameras for certain surveillance things, but what you get off of those cameras sometimes are not, to get what you're asking for, and I agree with you, you're talking very high, you know, there's a lot of cheap stuff out there and we use some of the full cameras. It doesn't give us what I need because I have to be able to identify the person and everything, so.
Pictures and stuff like that, I know what you're saying.
It may be something, I do a lot of grant writing, some, we may find a grant that would fit into that category, so.
Something to look into, I'd like to see. There's certain things I'm sure you don't want to touch, but those things that I brought up, that maybe you would want.
Appreciate the suggestions. Anyone else? Motion to end the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Ken Michael.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Mark Travis.
Aye.
At this point, I'll move to go into executive sessions with the executive session with the three trustees and fiscal officers to discuss consideration of employment or public employee.
Second.
Ken Michael.
Aye.
Mark Travis.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
We will enter executive session 3:14 p.m.
6:37.
Mark, we're here.
People are talking some time about your.
Okay, you're on.
We are back from executive session at 10:40 p.m. where we are discussing, considering the employment of a public employee. I'll move to appropriate or to approve supplemental appropriations with the post date of 11/1/2018 and incorporate this one page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion? It's just amended from before. Roll call.
Ken Michael.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Did we find the stamp?
No.
You want me to give you guys one that had a stamp and you kind of sign where it was and then?
No, you just need to sign one spot, one page?
Yeah, that, now you just do one, I'll make copies.
So, for the month of December,
Oh, you know what? Let's do the one that was clean, though. Just because it's going to go in the row. See my terrible writing.
Let's see that pen again. Thank you.
For the month of December, we have a Christmas party, I believe, with the Township Association on the 13th. When we had a meeting scheduled, we have, between Christmas and New Year's, we had a meeting scheduled. So I'll move to eliminate the meetings that we had scheduled on December 13th and the 27th, but rather have meetings on December 10th and 20th and have those meetings start at 7 p.m. Those would be regularly scheduled meeting from the United Township Trustees.
Second.
Okay. Discussion. You guys all right with that?
Yeah. Yes.
Ready?
Are you ready? Are you all right with it?
Yeah.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Finally, I'll move to allow Mike Stupa to compose an ad to, for an administrative assistant, administrative assistant position that we are going to consider to hire. And the idea is to get this out, get this advertised as soon as possible, advertise it where it makes sense. So how.com, cleveland.com, you're going to look into those as well?
Yep, I'm looking into those.
All right. Anything else? Discussion wise? Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Mike Sterba.
Aye.
Anything further?
I don't have anything.
Nope.
Nope.
Move to adjourn.
Sorry.
Roll call.
Ken DeMichael.
Aye.
Mark Raddatz.
Aye.
Mike Sterba.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned, 10:44 p.m.
Obnoxious. Jim, can you sign that truck?